Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CU Insight's latest mini-con series. And this one focused on change, something that we're all very familiar with over the last year or so. And one of the breakout sessions, Mr. Matt Good from Elon talked about a focus on change, credit unions and payments. Oh my gosh, they're just every 5 seconds, it seems like something's changing there. But in this particular clip, he talked about three things small businesses need to focus on in this world of change that we're experiencing right now. One is the consumer behavior has changed. Two, omni-channel and contactless payments. And three, integrated payments. And Matt talks all about these in great detail, so check it out.
What we can do is we can shift here and talk a little bit about your small business members. Talked a few minutes ago during the panel about small businesses and what they've experienced in the last year. And I really do think they're incredibly heroic in what they've had to do. And what we found is that 82% of them, 82%, over 4 out of 5, have said they've had to change the way they've done business. 43% saying they started selling products and services online. Almost 40% accepting contactless payments. Almost that same number starting to advertise on social media and having to digitize many of their business functions. I mean, think about the bakery down the street that a year ago and for generations before, it was very simple. You would walk into their bakery and you'd pay with cash or a credit card. Well, obviously, for a while there, consumers weren't able to get into their store. So what did they do? They likely had to come up with a delivery service. They likely had to do curbside pickup. They probably had to add a website to place orders and even maybe a mobile app to be able to do so. They probably had to upgrade their credit card machines to be able to accept credit cards in that way. So businesses have had to go through a lot of change. And if you are working with small businesses today, they're likely looking to you because they trust you to be able to come up with the programs and the processes and the systems to be able to help meet their needs. And that's, of course, very, very important to stay their number one choice. A couple of big buzzwords in the industry we're seeing today are certainly omnichannel and contactless. And what omnichannel is really referring to is the idea that if you go into a business or work shop at a business, that you can shop and pay through different channels and have the experience be just as smooth in any one of those channels, whether that be in person in a store, in person out of a store, through a website, through a mobile app, through contactless, through a digital wallet. And, you know, I can remember years ago being a merchant sales rep. And the biggest decision that a business would have to make would be, yeah, do I want a printer with this or not? We're way past that now to where they want to be able to accept payments in all different ways. Another big trend in the business is contactless. And we talk a lot about contactless and touchless. And I'll kind of explain the difference a little bit. Contactless is really referring to almost the tap and go. So when you go into your local CVS or Walgreens and pay, you just tap or wave it in front of the machine and you're able to quickly pay. You know, touchless is really referring to using like mobile apps or digital wallets. This has been a big, again, debate in the industry as to when this would become the norm. I actually took part in a pilot 11 years ago. It was Memorial Day weekend 2010 at Target Field in Minneapolis where the Minnesota Twins play baseball. It was a Sunday night ESPN game of the week. And we went out into the left field, the bleachers were packed, and we handed out, I think there were $15 or $20 gift cards that had contactless capabilities embedded in them, handed them out and said, please use these, but we just asked two things. Please use it at one of the concession stands in the left field. Tell us your thoughts. Well, you can imagine people were knocking each other over to get to us to get these gift cards. They'd run off, buy their hot dog and a beer. And then afterwards, we'd ask them, what do you think? And they said, oh, it's great. I got free food. Why would I like it? So, well, what about the experience? Would you want to do this with your credit card on a regular basis? And it's kind of like, well, I don't really need to. Thanks. It was overwhelming. Well, again, it took the pandemic to really shift our thinking and how we make payments. And you can see today, 62% of shoppers expect to be able to pay with contactless when they go into a store. And you see similar 41% with mobile apps, 37% with digital wallets. So this has become a real trend in the industry today, and something that you definitely want to make sure if you're offering merchant services to businesses that they have this capability and that they're comfortable with it for sure. Another big trend is all things integrated payments. Integrated payments is really referring to the ability for a small business to have all their systems interconnected. You know, you think about what a small business owner goes through in the course of the day, right? They're likely, in the course of a day, they serve as the CEO, probably the CFO, chief technology officer, probably as a chief human resources officer, and oh yeah, their best salesperson in the business. Got a lot on their plates. Well, they're looking not only to be able to accept credit cards today, they want to be able to make it as easy as possible. So they're looking for their systems to connect. So for example, Elavon, which is our merchant services program, has a program called Talic. And there are other providers out in the industry that are similar to it. But what it is Talic gives a small business the ability, you know, through a device, through a tablet, an iPad, a computer, accept payments in one place, but then have the payment system connect with their inventory ordering. If they're a restaurant, with their orders to the kitchen, with table assignments, with payroll, even their loyalty programs that they can offer in one place. And it's very affordable. It does not cost thousands of dollars to get the business set up on this. And it's relatively easy to do. Point is, that's what small businesses are looking for. So if you're looking to start offering merchant services, that's definitely something that you want to make sure your merchant partner can help you with.
Thank you very much, Matt, and stay tuned for more coverage of CU Insights, a mini-con series here on CU Broadcast.
Better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.